and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. An Indian government-backed COVID-19 vaccine could be launched as early as February. That's months earlier than expected, as the last stage trials begin this month. And studies have so far showed that it is safe and effective. And that's what a senior government scientist has told Reuters. Bharat Biotech, a private company that is developing Covaxin with the government-run ICMR, had earlier hoped to launch it only in the second quarter of next year. The Australian government has agreed to purchase two more COVID-19 vaccines in development, beefing up the country's prospective arsenal against the pandemic to 135 million doses as it aims to complete a mass inoculation program within months. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said on Thursday that government will buy 40 million vaccine doses from Novavax and 10 million from Pfizer and BioNTech. That adds to the 85 million doses Australia has already committed to buy from AstraZeneca and CSL Limited, should the trials prove successful, taking the country's total anticipated outlay to $2.3 billion. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera has said on Wednesday that the country's health regulator had given the go-ahead for clinical trials for AstraZeneca PLC's COVID-19 vaccine. Piñera said the AstraZeneca trial would follow one by America's Johnson & Johnson, and that is already underway, and another by China's Sinovac, whose first vaccine doses have arrived in Chile on Wednesday. He said that Chile had been working for months to ensure sufficient and timely access to COVID vaccines and hoped to start rolling them out to vulnerable populations in the first few months of the next year. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India then. India's COVID-19 tally has climbed to 83.64 lakh with 50,210 new cases reported in the last 24 hours, while 77,11,809 people have recuperated so far, pushing the national recovery rate to 92.2%, and that's according to the Union Health Ministry. The total COVID-19 cases mounted to 83,64,086 and the death toll climbed to over 1.24 lakh, with the virus claiming 704 lives in the span of last 24 hours in the country. The COVID-19 case fatality rate was recorded at 1.49%. Delhi on Wednesday has seen yet another record single-day jump in COVID-19 cases, with over 6,800 confirmed infections, as Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal said the city was witnessing a third wave of the virus amid the rising pollution levels and festive season. Now, this is the second consecutive day when the number of daily cases in the national capital had crossed the 6,000 mark. The city had been witnessing a fresh surge in the COVID-19 cases over the last few days. The Delhi government has also started conducting targeted COVID-19 tests in markets and other crowded areas to strengthen its surveillance mechanism. On Wednesday, 51 new fatal cases pushed the toll to 6,703. As many as 262 students and about 160 teachers have tested positive in Andhra Pradesh during the past 3 days after schools were reopened on November 2nd for class 9 and 10 students, a senior official of the school education has said. Commissioner of School Education also has said that the figure is not alarming when compared to the number of students attending the schools, though every care has been taken to ensure COVID-19 safety protocols that are in place in every institution. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. The United States has added a record of over 99,000 COVID-19 cases in the past 24 hours, according to the Johns Hopkins University tally. The country reported 99,660 new infections between 8:30 p.m. Tuesday and 8:30 p.m. Wednesday. And also over 1,100 deaths were recorded just a day before the Americans had voted to choose their next president. So far, more than 9.4 million people have been infected and 2,33,000 have died in the U.S. during the pandemic, by far the worst tolls in absolute terms globally. Last-minute shoppers in England came out in force on November 4th, and thirsty drinkers enjoyed their final freshly poured pints in a pub for the next month before Britain joined swaths of Europe in a coronavirus lockdown designed to save its healthcare system from being overwhelmed. COVID-19 cases hit new daily highs in Europe and increased hospitalizations. All non-essential venues, which in England includes pubs, restaurants, hairdressers, golf courses, gyms, swimming pools, entertainment places and stores selling items like books, clothing and sneakers, must close from November 5th until at least December 2nd. Paris will be also placed under more restrictions to curb the worsening COVID-19 pandemic, including a requirement for more shops to close in the evening. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo also told BFM TV on Thursday. Hidalgo also said that this would entail shutting down certain shops selling takeaway food and drinks at 10 p.m. local time, which would come on top of the existing national lockdown that has been imposed throughout France. Greece's conservative government on Thursday also has ordered a nationwide lockdown for 3 weeks to help contain the resurgence of COVID-19 cases. Prime Minister has also said that the new restrictions will come into effect this Saturday. Greece Prime Minister has said that a sharp increase of the cases in the last 5 days has forced him to take measures now, and that if the measures failed, the pressure on hospitals would be unbearable. The Chinese embassy in the UK said that China's borders were now closed to those arriving from the UK, including those with valid visas and residence permits. The measure, which is a reversal of recently loosened restrictions, comes as England began a month-long lockdown in an effort to stop a resurgent outbreak. The country has the highest death toll in Europe of almost 48,000 deaths. Russia, which has the fourth highest cases in the world, has added over 18,000 new infections as of Wednesday, bringing the total toll to over 16.8 lakh, according to the Johns Hopkins University. Indonesia fell into recession for the first time in more than 20 years in the third quarter as the COVID-19 pandemic battered consumption and business activity in the Southeast Asia's largest economy, as per official data. Gross domestic product shrank 3.49% on an annual basis in the July to September period. Data from the Statistics Bureau showed slightly more than 3% contraction expected in a Reuters poll. The economy also contracted 5.32% year-on-year in the second quarter. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for tuning in.